This is the Big E Sports Show on SB Nation Radio. Here's your host, Alyssa Walker Campbell.
Hey, Alyssa Walker Campbell, happy holidays and welcome back to SB Nation Radio and the Big E Sports Show. It is time for some college football talk after months of anticipation of the college football playoff. You know what? It is set and we have got four teams and one of them is the Clemson Tigers. It is time for some analysis with Sam Blackman. He's the Associate Sports Information Director at Clemson University. He has just released his new book on the Tigers and we're going to take time to highlight that here momentarily. In fact, it is titled, If These Walls Could Talk, Stories from the Clemson Tigers Sideline, Locker Room, and Press Box, and he did co-author that. Good evening, Sam. It's so great to have you on the program for the very first time.
Well, thank you for having me. It's an honor and a real privilege to be on the show.
Thank you, Sam. Well, first of all, give us a sense for all of our listeners across the country. We want a sense, we want a feel for all the excitement that's going on at Clemson because what an incredible ride it's been in 2016, back-to-back ACC titles, and that is something that has not happened in a while for all those Tiger fans. I know you guys are awfully proud.
We're very proud. We're just very proud of our coach, the players, and the fans are just so happy and excited, and the student body. It just, as one of our earlier football coaches said, nothing welds the student body together more than football, and the same way with your fans too. It just brings everyone together. Everyone's excited and everyone's looking forward to the playoffs.
Well, you know, they certainly are, and a strong finish for the Tigers, 12-1, and you guys really faced some tough competition against Virginia Tech in that ACC Conference Championship, and after that win, you guys were rewarded by being elevated to the number 2 slot in the final college football playoff rankings on Selection Sunday. So I want to get your take on, you know, what are your thoughts on the schedule that the Tigers played this year to set them up for this kind of success and how it will prepare them to be in the hunt for a national championship?
Well, I think that the schedule prepared Clemson very well. We opened up with Auburn and then had a really tough game with Troy. You know, Troy was enjoying some success this year. And then we had South Carolina State, and then we played on the road at Georgia Tech, had a real classic game with Louisville, and then we defeated Boston College on the road and defeated NC State here in a very close game in overtime. And then we beat Florida State on the road. So I really do think that these games has prepared Clemson, and I think they'll push some recall buttons. What I mean by that, they'll recall how they performed under different situations, and then I think I think this team is ready for anything. I really do.
Hey, we're talking about the Clemson Tigers with Sam Blackman. He is the Associate Sports Information Director at Clemson University. So give us some insight, Sam, in regards to what that loss against Pittsburgh on November 12th, because, you know, it was a one-point loss, and I have to wonder, too, I mean, how much did the level of intensity, you said reboot, but how much did that level of intensity and the focus improve after that?
I think it did. Sometimes you can get comfortable with the way you're playing and the way that, you know, things are coming to your way. And I think that really kind of gave Clemson a jolt, and they said, we need to refocus. And then, of course, they defeated Wake Forest next week, and then had a large victory over our rival, South Carolina, 56-7 win over South Carolina. And then, of course, Virginia Tech defeating them. And a lot of these teams, too, and not saying this boastfully, but whenever Clemson comes to town, they'll give out their best effort, and, you know, they probably empty out the playbook, trying to do things against Clemson, and you do that against any great team. And I just think that the opposition has really thrown a lot of different looks at Clemson this year on offense, and I just think Clemson, the coaching staff, has prepared our team to be ready for anything. I remember down at Auburn, they were doing what they used to call full spinners and half spinners. Now that's an old term. They used to do that when they ran the single wing offense. That was an offense with no quarterback, and you had two tailback and a fullback. Uh-huh. And they used to fake, and then they would spin and go to the different ends. And it was just a very, you just did not know who had the ball. And like I said, Auburn looked like they were doing some of that against us. So I think they ran five different looks against Clemson, and that's kind of unusual, but they were just trying to you know, just throw everything at Clemson, and Clemson was ready, and they reacted very well. And a lot of times, the secret to some of these kind of odd offensive sets is just to stay at home and play your position, and that's what Clemson did very well. And same way with Georgia Tech, you know, Georgia Tech runs that option type offense, and Clemson, the key to that is just to stay at home and be ready.
Okay, so we're talking about the Clemson Tigers. We're going one-on-one with Sam Blackman. He works at the university. In fact, he's the Associate Sports Information Director at Clemson. He's got a brand new book out that he has co-authored. We're going to talk about that momentarily, but, you know, the Tigers, they've got some time off. I mean, what's the focus right now? What are they, you know, zeroing in on as they prepare for their big game against Ohio State?
Well, this week they are taking exams and getting ready for those and completing the exam work. And then all the workouts or whatever was volunteered this week. And then they will start practicing, I would say, next week for getting ready for Ohio State. And it will just be business as usual, you know, until game time. And it's just like getting ready for another game. And so this will what will carry on. We got an indoor practice facility. It was built about 3 or 4 years ago, mm-hmm. And it has come in handy in the bowl preparations for the Tigers last several years, because, you know, weather can get cooler, can bring a lot more rain. And
right.
So we just, I think we're ready for that. But like I said, they want to get the exams over with and then start focusing on Ohio State.
Okay, so Sam, it is Friday night. Well, we've got you on the show. We've got to talk about Deshaun Watson, a Heisman finalist. He has a very impressive resume. We can't wait till Saturday night. Of course, I'm a proud Sooner. We got a couple of Oklahoma Sooners in the hunt as well. So what do you think are his chances that he's going to win the Heisman? And just overall, just kind of encapsulate, you know, what kind of season that he has had for Dabo Swinney and representing his Tigers?
Well, I think he's had an excellent season, and I think he is a great candidate for the Heisman Trophy. When you talk about Heisman, you think about the nation's best. And also, I think you need to include in that his character. And there's no one better than Deshaun Watson as far as character and helping others and just leading his team. And he's always very cooperative with our office and doing interviews. And he loves the public. There's so many chances where he's had to sign autographs, and he's always very willing to do so. And just a very likable young man. And he would be the type of person that you would want your son to grow up to be like. He's just a wonderful person, and I can't say enough good things about Deshaun Watson. I think he's got a good chance of winning it, and there's a great, a lot of good candidates this year, like you said, two Oklahoma Sooners, and of course Jackson, and then Watson, and it's just a good cast of people that does have a chance to win this trophy this year, and what a prestigious thing it is.
Absolutely. Okay, you were talking about Deshaun Watson, Heisman finalist, and just his character that really stands out. Yeah. I think you've got to tip your hat to your head coach in Dabo Swinney. I mean, he's got a winning program, and we're going to talk about that, but he really, it goes beyond the X's and O's, doesn't it? I mean, he inspires his players to make a difference. And so what kind of impact has he had beyond the field?
Well, the first time he was here, he was an interim coach before he was named a head coach. And one of the things he did was to load the buses up with the players and go to a children's hospital in Greenville, South Carolina. He said, we have to take time for people in the community. We have to take time to meet people, and if we can cheer some people up, that's what we're going to do. And that's what he did, and he still does that. He, like during the off week, they load the buses up, and they go visit Children's Hospital, and they also help with Habitat for Humanity. You know, they help for an afternoon or so. They help with the construction of a house, and it's just a wonderful thing. He takes time for the community. He teaches them that, you know, yes, this is special to be a Clemson Tiger, but at the same time, there's people out there hurting. There's people out there that need cheering up, and that's what he emphasizes. He likes to, he teaches the whole person. He tries to develop the whole person, you know, where, you know, yes, it's great to be a great athlete, but they're also, you got to remember, the great athletes can be gentlemen, and they need to be on the lookout for the local community and help out when can, and help cheer up other people.
The conversation continues, talking about the Clemson Tigers. They are in the Final Four with Sam Blackman. from Clemson University. Stick around. Much more coming your way right here at the all-new SB Nation Radio and the Big E Sports Show.